welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. I'm back after my birthday week off. I thought I'd decide to come back really, really strongly with a content-filled episode for you. And I've been looking into this quite a lot recently, looking at different ways in which I can keep you updated with the latest trends, keep you updated with what's working on social media right now, what we should be creating more of, what we should be creating less of after vigorous testing on our own end inside Gramication. And today I have the top five easy to create content types, which will allow you to go viral on each of the specific platforms. Now, in the way that we look at the different themes of content today, the top five, I'm going to break them down and talk to you a little bit about how they work on the key platforms that we all know, like, and love. And there are the right ways of doing things, and there are also the wrong ways of doing things. And I want to touch on them just to give you a little bit of context. Now, to caveat all of this, we have been creating these types of content, these themes of content, for about the last 7 to 8 months consistently every single day, trialing and testing each of them. And we actually have 15 different types, but these are the five that are performing the best, the ones that are going to give you the best results. And I don't really want to beat around the bush on it. I want to get straight to the point, as always. And number one is behind the scenes content. Now, when we talk about behind the scenes, there's some key reasons as to why this works. And there's also some reasons why it may not be working for you if you're currently doing it. Now, when I talk about behind the scenes footage, what I mean is almost pulling back the curtain of what you and your business is currently doing, whether that be the wins and successes that you're having, whether that being the lessons and the experiences and the stuff that you're learning, or even if it is just showing the culture and the values behind your company and what you're all about. For me, like, we are in a world right now where social media is becoming less and less social every single day. And it is our duty to get out there and start to connect with people and start to actually showcase that what we do is actually real. We've just come out of a pandemic which has reduced social contact more than it ever has before. And online business, which is what a lot of businesses have had to pivot to, I'd say the majority have had to pivot to, they have lost the ability to showcase how good their business is from meeting people face to face, right? So they have to be, and we have to find a way to be able to do it online. And we are, again, going through a period where there's more scams than ever before. There's more dishonesty than ever before. And to then generate business off the back of these platforms, it's proving harder than ever, because you've got to find a way to build up the know, like, and trust element to be able to generate the business, to be able to generate the results. So what I want to implore that you do here is actually be real, showcase how amazing you are just by flicking the camera on of your everyday business life. Now, you may think that it's not particularly interesting, but I guarantee you, your ideal target market will be interested to see what's going on behind the scenes of your business. So talk to us about the wins, talk to us about the lessons, and actually showcase what is going on. To give you an example, I'm a content agency. I run a content agency. I will practically show our team and me creating content, planning content, researching content. I want to showcase that we're doing this day in, day out for clients, so they realize that, one, we're actually good at what we do, and two, that we're doing it on a frequent enough basis for people to look at and go, you know what? I might actually want to work with that company. So behind the scenes, it works on any platform: Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok. Like, if you look at the best performing content, it is a form of documentation of people talking about what they do. So that's content type, content theme number one. Content theme number two is probably the easiest one to do if you find yourself having content blocks, if you find yourself having content obstacles where you're struggling to come up with ideas. And I'm going to talk to you about the content theme in general, but also some of the ways in which I go about finding out what it is that we need to talk about. And the content theme is simply answering a question. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before. Great content comes from the ability of you answering great questions. And to be able to find those great questions, the ones that relate to your business, what we have found is that by going to certain places to find this information, we are finding out what questions we should be answering and therefore what questions are actually getting the best engagement. So here are some of the places of which that I go to, which have generated us amazing results through the content that we're creating. So I will go through the direct messages that I receive and note down. I don't have to create it there and then. I just have my notebook handy and I'll just write down the questions that have been asked. I'll respond to the direct message as well, but I'll note down because obviously if they're asking it, probably 100 other people are wanting to know the answer as well. Now, if you're not getting direct messages, you can go to your current customers and ask them like what questions do they have or did they have about what we did before we started working with them. We've done that very, very successfully. You can go to prospects, so people that you're not currently doing business with, but actually going out to them and going, hey, look, I'm trying to provide as much value as I possibly can right now. What questions do you have that will help me make your journey, your results easier to achieve? What can I provide information on for you? So you can ask your prospects. And then the final one, which I find is the most powerful, and that's actually going and looking at other people's content and looking in the comment section of the questions that are being asked, noting them down and then answering them, because it's probably the most neglected place on social media is the comment section. There's so much value that you can find in the comment section of questions that just need to be answered that creators failed to do. So take advantage of that and answer the question. And again, it doesn't need to be difficult. You don't need to overcomplicate it, right? You can do a video. You could do a podcast like this. This podcast actually came from somebody dropping me a message saying, Chris, like what content themes or should I be creating, or where do you get your content ideas from? So I've done a podcast around the content themes that we use and where we get our content ideas from. So answering a question, this is literally the identical example of this. And I will just present the question at the top of the content and then I will answer it below. And that's how I keep people engaged, by providing them with the value. That's where we're seeing amazing results. Content theme number three are ones that I've spoken about a lot before, but they are still so powerful. They're more powerful than they've ever been, actually, is infographics. Now, these work really, really well on Instagram as carousels and on LinkedIn as document posts. They work brilliantly well. Now, to create one, I use Canva to do mine. We use Canva for clients as well, actually. And all we'll do is look at like the question that we're looking to answer. So I guess it's kind of a combination of answering a question. So let's take this specific podcast as an example. I could turn this into a document or a carousel. It could be 5 slides long, and it could be the top 5 easiest to create content themes that you need to be leveraging in 2021. Slide 1, behind the scenes. Slide 2, answering a question. Slide 3, infographics. Slide 4, and slide 5, you'll hear about in a second. But they work very, very well. Making sure those are really important points here, that you're not filling them up with loads and loads of information. You're keeping them really visually appealing. So go and find some good ones, like just go and spend some time on the platform, whichever one you're using, and identify what it is that you like. Identify what it is that you don't like. And start to actually break down what it is that you like about them and start to incorporate that into the creative that you do. Now, again, when you're doing documents or you're doing carousels, like on LinkedIn, it's really important now, and I see some people make this mistake actually, and I want you to make sure that you don't do it anymore. And it's something that I did when I first started, is you upload the multiple photos for the infographics. So rather than uploading it as a document, so downloading it off Canva as a PDF and uploading it as a document, people are just uploading 5 or 6 different photos. Now, that is not going to get you the most amount of reach. It's not going to get you the best result. Make sure you download it as a PDF and then answer it out, so upload it as a document post. With Instagram, again, it's just select multiple. It's really easy to do a carousel in the same way that you'd, you'd go around doing it on the platform with multiple photos. But infographics, they're just so important. Like, they're such a powerful way of being able to showcase credibility. You can leverage them out very, very well. Content theme number four are quite simply top tips. So providing education. This died down actually about 8 or 9 months ago. You would see that there was more information out there than ever before and people weren't engaging with it at all. Now, you need to be slightly clever with this, especially if you're using a visual, like a photo with it. One of the best examples I've seen recently of like a top tips post, an educational post, was by one of our clients, Paul Abens. We were at an event of his, we were at one of his retreats, and he saw a chessboard. Okay, just random inspiration. He's now in the content creator flow zone now. Like, he sees opportunities better than anyone that I've seen recently, of like being able to spot a visual and then being able to create a post off the back of it. But he saw in the distance a chessboard, one of the ones that are just out in like the garden, chessboard type things. And he went over and he took a selfie by the chessboard. And then the post was, life is a big game, or business is a big game. You've got to understand how to unravel the puzzle. And then he gave some top tips around how you can do that when you're looking to scale up your business. Like, when you can find the visual and then the caption and be able to relate it in that sort of way, that's where you get the power and the magic. With top tips, it's not just about doing a written post with five top tips. It's about being slightly creative with it now, because everybody's doing that. Like, maybe do a video, like talk to a camera about the things and explain them in different ways, or add stories around them, like I spoke about our content formula before. Top tip posts and providing education are so, so powerful. They're a great way to be able to build credibility. But you just need to start thinking a little bit outside the box so your content stands out. It's really, really good, really, really powerful. And the final one of the top five easiest to create viral content types that I'm seeing right now is user-generated content. So this is a bit of a cheat code if you get it right. It's a way of being able to leverage other people's content. But especially if you're in a service-based business or a product-based business, actually, like, if you can get your products in their hands and them using it. Like, I've seen, there's a guy that I follow online. I had him on my previous podcast, a guy called Rob Lipsett. And he has a brand called Fuel Cakes, and pretty much the content that goes out on his profile and also on the Fuel Cakes profile is other people using the product, other people's photos. And they do it in a way which showcases that other people are buying the product. It's amazing. It's really, really simple. Such a great way to do it. On LinkedIn, you could put out, again, similar stuff, like people using the product, or you can showcase the content that they create. So this is one of the things that we've done as a content agency. We showcase the content that we create on behalf of clients on our pages. Showcases how good we are at what we do. So take the moment to think, what does your business do? What product or service do you provide? And how can you get your customers to be able to create content that you can use if it's product-based? Or how can you showcase the service that you provide in your content? User-generated content is a great way to be able to demonstrate credibility. So for me, they are the top five. Behind the scenes, answering a question, infographics, top tips and providing education, and user-generated content. Put them into a content plan of a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and that's where you'll start to see the best content performance that I guarantee you've probably seen all year. Big, bold statement. But from the results that we're seeing, take a look at the content that we're creating and have a look at it. From the results that we're seeing, those content type, those content themes are the ones that are performing the best and are the most simplest to create. If you have any questions, you obviously know where I am. LinkedIn, Instagram, email me. All the links are in the description. If you haven't subscribed already, please do. Like, all your support is amazing. I'm so happy to be back. I've got so much content coming up. We've got some amazing interviews coming up. If you could, by any chance, share this with somebody you think that would find this useful, anybody that's interested in some inspirational business stories all around social media content, like content around that, people that may actually be interested in the stuff that we're doing at Gramication and how to scale up a business, the journey that I'm going on, straight to the point as a podcast where we remove all of the BS. We give you to the point information and facts which help you move forward in your business journey. And I want to spread the message as far as I can. I hope this one's been helpful. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.